You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
Motown alumna and soul singer, and you know, I think this version of Come Get These Memories was really a really excellent version. I feel that is a nice second to Martha Reeves and the Vandellas version of Come and Get These Memories, and I feel that Kim Weston was very underrated. This sister had some singing chops on her, and you know, the power in her voice in all her songs. You know, she had this great song that she came out with called Love Me All the Way, which has like a gospel feel to it, and Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While, which was done later on by the Doobie Brothers, but her version is a soul rocker as well, and with her duet with Marvin Gaye talking about It Takes Two, and she was on the Motown record label. And definitely you need to revisit Kim Weston's catalog, because I think to me Kim Weston was really one of Motown's underrated singers, you know what I'm saying? And she did a song that I like that was done by the Four Tops, which was number 13 on the R&B charts in 1966, called Helpless. And then she had a number 4 R&B hit with Marvin Gaye in 1967, talking about It Takes Two. And this is before Marvin Gaye had teamed up with Tammy Terrell, but she had a hit with Marvin Gaye, and her single when she first came on Motown, Love Me All the Way, in 1963, which was a number 24 single. So this lady definitely was hitting in the hot 100s on the R&B charts, and she charted in the 20s and the 30s, and also in the charted on the R&B charts between 1 and 10 as well in terms of her hit singles. So she really was a singer that really she had the chops, she had hits as well, but I still feel that Motown kind of like put her to the back. But, you know, we celebrate Miss Kim Weston here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating which will Motown will come upon 61 years on January 12th of Motown. And we celebrate Miss Kim Weston. And coming up next, got your nice hot soul R&B groove from Retta Hughes from 1968, talking about your doing with her when it should be me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Don't look at me like that, 'cause I know where you've been. Please, honey, don't explain, 'cause you only
in Dallas, Texas on June 15th, 1939, and she died on June 3rd last year, 2019, and she was a retired American soul singer, musical theater, and occasional screen actress. And this song of which you just heard from 1968 was on the Tetragrammaton Records label. And, you know, Miss Retta Hughes was discovered by Bill Cosby, who caught her act at the Red Fox Club in Los Angeles. And as a result, she was signed. This is a label that the Tetragrammaton Records label was co-founded by Mr. Bill Cosby. And she had this song almost reached the top 40 in the autumn of 1968. You're doing it with her when it should be me. And then, you know, she had... she did a mid-tempo R&B rendition of The Doors' hit Light My Fire, which reached number 36 on the Billboard R&B chart in February of 1969. And then, you know, she continued to sing as well, and she still was on the label. And, you know, she also was an actress as well. And Miss Hughes was on the National Touring Company of, I don't know if many of you remember this play that was in New York called Bubbling Brown Sugar from 1977, July 1970 to May 1978. And then also, Miss Hughes was uncredited, they say, was featured in the chorale for the 1978 film musical The Wiz as well. And this is a bowl of soul, giving you some R&B soul from Miss Retta Hughes. And coming up next, we're going to take a trip down Philly way, talking about I Just Can't Say Goodbye by the Philly Devotions. And this is a bowl of soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Talking about I Just Can't Say Goodbye. That was from 1975. Wow. Giving you some classic Philly soul. And coming up next, you know I got to put my girls on the first choice. Talking about I'll Stay Right Here. And this is a bowl of soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
This is a bowl of soul.
classic Philadelphia Soul from 1976, talking about right here. Coming up next, Sons of Robin Stone, keeping the Philly groove going, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Robin Stone, you know, this song was I felt was a hit, you know, especially coming out of Philadelphia. That song Got to Get You Back, and these guys were all five white guys, and they basically were part of the Philly Blue Eyes Soul of the 70s, and this is a favorite that is played You know, when you go to some of the oldies but goodies, dance hops, which, you know, a lot of people would say dance hop, but, you know, back in the days they would call hops. So I still call it a dance hop, you know, but it's, you know, when people get together and they dance, especially, if there's some of you who listen to Rhythm Review has their dance hops, you know, where you can hear some great Philly soul. But I wanted to play Sons of Robin Stone. This song was released on the Atco record label, and if you want to know more about the Sons of Robin Stone, they have a reunion page on Facebook. So definitely you can check them out and check out their discography as well. And you know, this was a hit in 1974. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of my favorite groups that were produced by this great composer and arranger and songwriter, Mr. Van McCoy. He put out this group called Faith, Hope, and Charity. And this group really were session singers, and they sang backup on a lot of David Ruffin's music in the mid-70s when he was being produced by the late great Mr. Van McCoy. And here on A Bowl of Soul, Faith, Hope, and Charity, talking about To Each His Own. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
zone, and this was their only number one R&B hit in 1975, and it was number 15 on the jazz dance charts and number 50 on the Hot 100. And you know, Faith, Hope, and Charity, like I said, were session singers that were in high demand on recordings in the 70s in New York City. But the group started out originally with Zelima Cousseau, Brenda Hilliard, and Al Bailey, and they originally were called the Lovelies when they met record producer Van McCoy and were signed to a recording contract by Maxwell Records. And the group's name was changed to Faith, Hope, and Charity. And they had this song in 1970, So Much Love, which hit number 14 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 51 on the Hot 100 in 1970. Then they had a subsequent release, Baby Don't Take Your Love, which reached number 36 on the R&B charts and number 96 in the Hot 100. But Miss Cousseau left Faith, Hope, and Charity in 1971 because she pursued a solo career on Sussex Records, but she was replaced by Diane Destry in 1974. And their biggest hit, of which I just played for you, was To Each His Own. They also had another hot hit called Don't Pity Me, which was number 20 on the R&B chart 1978. And we celebrate Faith, Hope, and Charity. Definitely. And their record producer, the legendary late great Mr. Van McCoy. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Bye.
Considered a club hit in 1974, because you know the disco era did not start just because in the 70s. The word disco comes from the word discotheque, and originated in 1966, because that was the place that you would go and you would party, you know what I'm saying? But this song was definitely an R&B hit for the Joneses in 1974, and in fact this is a club hit. You know, and it was very popular. And, you know, the Joneses, they hail, is a vocal group from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And, you know, these guys, the original group started in Pittsburgh in 1969. But the original group, but the recording group, basically, they moved to New York to record for a label called VMP Records in the early 70s. And the members of the VMP group, meaning the recording group, were Falsetto Lee, Cy Brooks, Glenn Dorsey, Sam White, and brothers Reginald and Wendell Noble. And on that label, they had a New York hit with Pretty Pretty. You can check that out. And they moved to the Pride label, which is a subsidiary of, I believe, MGM Records. In 1973, they had another local hit, Pull My String. And then Mercury Records took notice of the Joneses, and then, you know, they signed them, and at this time, Cy Brooks left, and his lead spot was taken by baritone Harold Taylor, who had earlier been with the group in Pittsburgh. And at Mercury, the Joneses first hit locally in Baltimore with Baby Don't Do It, but in 1974, they began a string of national hits with Hey Babe, number 18 R&B. Then they followed with their only crossover hit, Sugar Pie Guy, which was number 10 on the R&B chart, number 47 pop. And also in 1974, they had considerable success with I Can't See What You See in Me, number 28 R&B in 1975, you know. And then, you know, there were some iterations of the Joneses, and they had this song called Who Loves You Baby, which was very popular in 1977. They ended in 1975, but then got resurrected again. And they, I believe, at that time, they either were on Epic Records at this time that they got resurrected. And they had another lineup, which in the new lineup was Glenn Dorsey. And which I was right, the new Joneses recorded with Epic, Spring, Collectibles, and Atlantic Records, having varying degrees of success. And we celebrate the Joneses here on A Bowl of Soul, giving you some club soul. And I'm going to tell you, if you go into the clubs now and they play this song, people will be on the floor, because this is considered a classic club hit. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week of soul. And I want to celebrate A Bowl of Soul being on radio.com, on Deezer, and I'm definitely giving a big shout out to iHeartRadio. You can also check out my podcast right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can also catch my podcast on my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. I am also on radiopublic.com. You can check A Bowl of Soul on Stitcher.com as well. And I just want to give a shout out to those that listen to A Bowl of Soul. They really appreciate it. You can also like my Facebook page on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And you can also hit me up not only on Twitter, but you can also follow me on Instagram at P-R-O-F, T Love, baby, at Professor T Love. And if you want to email a bowl of soul, you can email us at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And coming up next, some nice music from 2019 featuring Robert Glasper. Actually, it's Robert Glasper featuring Ladisi, talking about Don't Turn Back Now. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Yeah.
giving you some R&B from Ladisi and Robert Glasper, and that is from the album The Apollo, original motion picture soundtrack from 2019. And definitely check out all the tracks that are on this soundtrack from the motion picture. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we got some new music, and guess from who? From Mr. Montel Jordan, talking about First Date. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Baby, what you wanna do tonight? You need a little something in your life. We should be spontaneous, just the two of us tonight. Here's what I had in mind. Step out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Put sexy heels on. Ooh. Ordinary just won't do. Introducing something, something new. Let's turn back the hands of time. Just push pause and press rewind. Baby girl, may I suggest my one request? Act like it's our first day. I'll hit you up better. Pretend like we just met. Remember so innocent. Same routine. Something in the atmosphere says get out of here tonight. And baby, we just might.
From Montel Jordan, talking about First Date, was released on November 30th. Sorry about that, y'all. New music from Montel Jordan, released November 30th, talking about First Date. So definitely check out Mr. Montel Jordan with his new single, First Date. And coming up next, got this other hot single from 2019 that's still smoking, called Loving On You, featuring Anisha and Swoop. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Some new music from Anisha and Swoop, talking about Loving On You. My apologies to you, because, you know, I'm getting over a cold, and it's catching wreck on me. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Love y'all out there. And coming up next, new music from Mr. Brian McKnight for 2020, baby. Never Get Enough of You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I love it when you look in the way that you're looking at me. Ooh, never thought somebody could give what you're giving to me. Ooh, sometimes I must, but I never wanna leave you at home.
Take my house, both my cars, all my money. All I need is the taste of your honey.
Brian McKnight, talk about Never Get Enough of You. You know, that song was only 3 minutes and 11 seconds. He threw a little pack. He packed a wallop in that song. So make sure you get this new music from Robert Glasper featuring Ladisi talking about Don't Turn Back Now. First Date by my man, Mr. Montel Jordan. And make sure you get Lovin' On You featuring Anisha and Swoop. And also new music from Never Get Enough of You, Mr. Brian McKnight. And I'm going to leave you with some Southern Soul from the ladies of Southern Soul talking about Just Like a Woman. This is new music for 2020, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Now, ladies, I got my girls here with me tonight. And we gonna break it down and tell you what a real woman is about. Now, we get our hustle on. We pay the bills. We cook the food. We do it all. See, a woman's gotta do what a woman's gotta do. Tell them about it, LAQ.
Get up early, I go to bed late, I do what I gotta do, so all my bills get paid.
Yes, I wanna live,
yes, I
wanna, a glamorous life. They say it's a man's world, but this woman's a hustler and a wife.
Sometimes I cry like a baby, and I need someone to save me, just like a woman. Mm-hmm.
Curvy hips and thighs,
yeah.
Pretty brown eyes,
pretty brown eyes.
Love through the pain,
yeah.
And drive a man insane. Ain't nothing like a woman.
Ain't nothing.
I'm a woman.
I am, I am.
and boots, boardrooms and suits. I'm made to order. I can be smart or sexy for you.
Shake my ass on the stage if you promise not to touch.
Being a woman in this man's world,
you better be tough.
Sometimes I cry like a baby, and I need someone to save me, just like a woman. Yeah, ooh, curvy hips and thighs,
curvy hips and thighs,
pretty brown eyes,
pretty brown eyes,
smile
all through the pain.
From Lady Q, Nikita Randall, Sweet T, Annie B, It's Karma, Crystal Thomas, and Tanji Imeni, talking about the ladies of Southern Soul. Make sure you pick that up, Just Like a Woman. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this first broadcast for the new year. I'm very excited. A Bowl of Soul is coming down to having 250 podcasts. This, I believe, will be 245. And I just want to say to all of you, just to be positive in this new year. There's so much to look forward to. Remember, God can only make one of you. And you're unique. Remember that. We're all unique. And we all can share in this wonderful space, in this world, bringing all our different gifts and talents to people that really need it. And definitely learning how to listen and share and love. Because the biggest thing, most of all, is love. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.